are listening to Dr. Angelica Christie, international speaker and recognized as a trendsetter in women's wellness and leadership programs. And you are listening to the SOB Radio Network. Okay, hello again and welcome to our sixth episode. So since this is actually the second episode of the Optimized Health series and a continuation of the subject we did not have the time to finish last week, let me quickly recap what we discussed. We talked about the new scientific finding about how our genes affect our health, and that genes have more influences on our health than we thought, which Dr. Bruce Lipton calls epigenetics, which means above genes. Do you remember that? If not, go back to the last week's session and listen to it again. Then we also talked about how your state of mind, our state of mind, affects our bodies and creates the chemistry that either supports a healthy environment or an acidic and toxic environment in which disease develops. And we also discussed how every thought you have, either from the past or in an imagination that really belongs in the future and hasn't happened yet, really affects your body instantly because your body experiences everything in the now. You remember that? And then I told you my little story about rushing to the airport and forgetting my computer in the hotel room and the challenge of handling that time when I did not know if I had lost it forever and how that affected my body. You remember that story? And then we ended with the little quiz I gave you regarding the acronym Dr. SAVE. You remember which each letter stands for when it comes to your health? D for detox, R for rest, S for sunshine, A for attitude, F for food, and E for exercise. You remember that? So detox, rest, sunshine, attitude, food, exercise. That pretty much covers it, right? And these are really the main areas, the basic things we need to know about health. So let's go a little bit into however long maybe we can cover all of them today. So it starts with detox. Yeah, let's just spend maybe a minute or so on that one. There are many ways to detox. And again here, it's very individual. Some people like to do just a juice fasting. Others like to do what we call a master cleanse. For example, the lemonade master cleanse. You may have heard about that. The lemonade diet for 5 or 7 days. While some go extreme and do it for much longer, but you really need to have support with a healthcare professional if you want to do that. And some just fast for 1 day, a week, and they just don't eat anything for that 1 day. Just water, which is a little tough, right? But it is very effective, actually, to give your digestive system a total 24-hour rest. Now, when you drink only water or tea, it is really important that you drink enough, and that's according to your body weight, actually, not the general, the general saying about 8 glasses of water. 8 glasses of water would be something to go by, but if you are a small person and don't weigh more than 100 or 120 pounds, that's much too much water for you. And it's not enough for a person who is over 250 pounds or so. So it's according to your to the size of your body. So back to the detox. Another way, of course, is to have just one food item. Have, for example, only steamed vegetables, or only vegetables and vegetable broth, or only rice. It is not so good to have only meat or only animal protein because it creates a very acidic environment in your body and you don't want to have an acidic food in your body when you want to detox, okay? So stay with live food anyway, which would be vegetables, but don't mix them with fruits, okay? Fruits by itself and vegetable by itself. So now I believe it's a good time for cleansing. Not to overload your body with too much, which is easily done during the holidays, right? So it's good to maybe start the cleansing now. If you don't want it, definitely do it after the holidays. But schedule your cleansings and write the dates down in your calendar, because you need to cleanse your body of toxins and actually the accumulated toxins that even the healthiest diet has on a regular basis. So we are not totally shielded from environmental toxins. It's not just from our food. There are chemicals in the air, in our water, and of course in our food. So that was detox now. And there is really so much more to say about it, but I want to cover more today and then maybe at another time go a little bit deeper in each and every one of them. So let's get right to the next letter, which is the R. And the R stands for rest. So when it comes to rest and sleeping habits, they are really varied. I heard that women need a little more sleep than men. I was thinking about that for a while, why this may make sense. And I believe it has to do with our hormones. I believe that the female hormones just need a little more time in the night to balance themselves, to replenish themselves. But that is my opinion. I haven't heard this anywhere else. So I would say a minimum of 6 to 7 hours sleep should do. Well, if you can do 8 hours, that would be even better. But, you know, this, not everybody can do this. Some of us sleep much less. Like me, for example, I rarely sleep more than 6 hours, actually more between 5 and 6. So what is good and necessary for everybody, though, in order to get a deep sleep, is the REM sleep. You have heard about that, right? It's that sleep where your body can repair itself and heal itself. And the best environment for a REM sleep to occur is a room that is quiet and also dark, totally dark. Now, the total darkness is very, very difficult to achieve in our time where lights are everywhere. Well, unless you have blackout curtains. I have blackout curtains in my bedroom, and still light peeks through that, because you cannot totally seal your window with that. But you can only do your best. And here is why our bodies need darkness. Our bodies are ancient. They have not been created for our modern times. And in the days where there was no electricity, once the sun was down, it was dark, right? It was pitch dark, except when there was a full moon. And that was always a very special time for rituals and celebrations. Our bodies really need darkness in order for the repair mechanism to be optimized, and also for our brain to function better the next day. And melatonin can really only be created when it is dark. And melatonin is a natural way for our bodies to shut down, to rest, to fall asleep, because it is really the major regulator that we produce. It's a hormone, it's called melatonin. And when we get older, that natural melatonin supply slowly gets less and less until it almost dries up. So aging, like so many other things, denies us what we had plenty for when we were young. To make it more visual, take a regular spoonful of anything, then reduce the spoon to a teaspoon and then to a dropper. Yeah, that sounds pretty harsh, I know, but it is unfortunately the truth. That we get our melatonin more from a dropper. And yet, not all is lost. That's where supplementation comes in. And we will talk about supplements when we are through with our Dr. SAVE acronym here. And we are still with the second letter R, which stands for rest. Okay, so rest is really, really important. I hope we have established that. And cat naps are okay, as long as they are short, Because if you have a longer period of rest during the day, and you may have experienced that, you may feel that your night's sleep is not quite the same. You may either have trouble falling asleep, or you wake up more often during the night. So keep cat naps at, not more than 15 or 20 minutes. So what is next? Next is sunshine. At least 30 minutes in the full sun. I believe that the sun is not harmful. And many, I know there are different opinions about that. Yes, everything in moderation. Yes, by putting so much sunscreen on your body though and being in the sun for hours and hours is, I think, more harmful than being in the sun with some covering but leaving some of your skin exposed for at least 30 minutes so that you get the vitamin D from the sun, which is still the best way of getting vitamin D. The next best thing, of course, is vitamin D3 in either under a spray form or a dropper. I'm not so much for swallowing it. But, if that's the only form you get, do that. About 5,000 units per day. Sunshine also stimulates our metabolism. And it has so many more properties that are really important to our body to function well. You see the difference in the northern region, like in Denmark and Sweden. When winter arrives, the sun hardly comes above the horizon. And they live for months and months in darkness, I think almost 6 months. And they have tremendous amounts of problems with depression, suicide. And it's really very, very tough to live in those conditions without sunlight. Okay, so much more to say about that. But let's move on to attitude. So only positive thoughts see solutions and gives you choices. Right? We talked about this before, so I don't want to stay here too long. Attitude is one of the most important aspects of optimizing your health, though. And then, of course, your food. And as we said earlier, only live food, mostly alkaline. And food combinations. Food combinations are so important because in the old days we would be gatherers and we would have just probably one food at a time. Today, where everything is available, we cook, we prepare meals, we have three or four different choices of foods on one plate, which is very, very difficult, very hard on your digestive system. But you can lessen the harshness or you can support your digestive system by the proper food combinations. And there are certain foods that need a very strong, very aggressive digestive juice in your stomach, which is for proteins that are most difficult to break down. So that acid that is created is very harsh. On the other hand, fruits need a totally different combination of digestive juices. And for vegetables, it's a different again. So as a rule of thumb, don't mix them when it comes to fruit. Don't mix the acid fruit with the very sweet fruit. And when it comes to carbohydrates, don't mix the starchy carbohydrates like pasta, rice, potato with protein, with animal protein, or you will feel bloated. And it doesn't really go together well anyway, although we put it all together on one plate, right? So the complex carbohydrates like vegetables are perfectly fine with any kind of animal protein. So what it means is, if you have fish or your meat or whatever, have it with some vegetables, but leave out the potatoes and the rice. Or have the potatoes and vegetables and rice and leave the animal protein out. If you want more information about what we can do, it's of course a special consultation. I'm always open for that. You always have a free consultation with me for up to 30 minutes. Okay, so all right. Food, exercise. So that's the last one here. Exercise. Of course, everybody's requirement for exercise is a little bit different. The only thing is that our bodies again are ancient and we need to move. If our bodies don't move, if we sit down for too long or lie down, the body actually believes that you are either sick or there is danger out there, and it kind of shuts down the metabolism. So the more you move, the younger the body believes you are. Okay? So I think 10,000 steps, I would say, per day. That would be great. Always, always, always take the stairs. Not if you have to schlep two big suitcases or a lot of things. Maybe not then. But if you only have your handbag with you or not much else to carry, take the stairs both ways, up and down. It's also really good for your butt, for your gluteus maximus, your behind, and your thighs, and your feel of balance. As a matter of fact, I personally don't like gyms. I don't think we need to have any man-made exercise equipment. I think our body weight is perfectly enough to keep very good muscle tone, even growing big muscles if you so desire, although when we get older, we don't really want to have big muscles anymore. And then I believe that you have to get really out of breath at least once, better twice a day. So I would recommend at least 4 minutes, not at least, let's say at least once, 4 minutes of hard exercise with your body. Whether you do 1 minute of squats and go right into the next minute of push-ups, you can keep your knees on the floor for those, and then go right from there without rest and do some jumping jacks or full body stretches or burpees. After that, maybe go into some mountain climbing or whatever you want to do. Just do 4 minutes of continuous exercise without rest. I want you to get totally out of breath, totally, totally out of breath. Okay? So, because this is not only good for, you know, your body, it's good for your heart. It can actually save your life. Because should you have a heart attack or something like that, your heart goes into shock, your heart already knows how to recover from intense stress, right? Because heart exercise creates intense stress. So let's say you get some really bad news, or you are shocked with something. You experience something and your heart goes into some kind of high alert stress reaction. Your heart now already knows how to handle this, how to calm down from it, because you have been doing it in your high intense 4 minute strenuous exercise. Does this make sense? I believe it does, and I have tested it on myself and with my clients. Okay, so that's that. We have covered Dr. Save. Isn't it smart and easy to remember? I believe so. So let me go just a little bit further, since we have a little more time here, a little bit further into the food issue, because some of the most profound yet simple truths have been actually locked away right in our primitive brain. You know, that part of our brain that is also called our ancient or our croc brain, it's right down low at the brain stem. And we don't really pay too much attention to this anymore because our sophisticated minds are so used to unlimited sources of how to satisfy our desires for food. Food has become much more of an emotional choice rather than a selection that nature provided according to the seasons of where we used to live. So I don't say that it is not wonderful and deliciously exciting to have fresh strawberries, bananas, oranges, or any of these products available in the middle of the winter, but it is a common luxury if you live in the northern hemisphere or the southern part of the equator to actually have this on your table and available or in your fridge. This is actually foreign to your body. So be gentle and use out-of-season fruits and vegetables only sparingly. Because I believe that our bodies are adapting to the seasons and therefore adapt easily to the foods that are common in the area where our ancestors used to thrive. And, you know, of course, we travel all over the world today, so sometimes we need to actually think, where do I come from? Does this make sense? So I just want to mention one more thing, and it's about enzymes. Enzymes are the building blocks of life. And when we are still young, at least the first 20 years of our lives, we did not pay much attention to whether the food we were eating gives us energy or not. Energy was there for us anyway. But now it may be different because the energy value in the food is really according to the enzymes available to break and our ability to break down the food to so we can generate the energy out of the food. And when we get older, you know, the enzyme potential in our bodies is much, much, much less. So anyway, notice that if you are tired after a meal, look at the food choices you make. Do you get bloated or feel discomfort in your digestive system after a main course? Then listen, because your body is telling you something. Or you have cravings for or allergies towards certain foods. If you have cravings, it usually gives you also a hint that you may have allergies too. Do you get constipated or have loose stools after certain foods? Here again, your body is communicating with you. Or you may, even worse than that, you may produce smelly stools or something like that. It's a very strong language and also a very strong call to action that your body tries to communicate with you. So take notice of any of those symptoms when they appear after a full meal. And if you do not feel energized after a meal, even after a short period for that your body always needs for digestion, and you may feel tired just for a little while, but then you need to look at food combinations if you continue to be tired. Of course, I cannot give you any personal advice here, but the truth is that our human digestive system is quite simple and straightforward. It is not designed to handle protein and starchy carbohydrates together at the same time. It has a hard time to digest that combination. And packaged and processed foods will drain your energy too. You think you feed your body, but you are starving with a full stomach, and you may have heard that saying before. So I think this is all the time we have today. And always remember that in between my shows, I am here for you. I make myself available to you so that you get what you need. Here again, the two choices is to get your free breakthrough session with me, a 30-minute coaching call, and I am sure it will help you. So just when you do this, when you send me an email, make sure that you put SOB, Radio Show Free Discovery Call, in the subject line so I know that it comes from a listener to my radio show. Okay, so this is it. Until next week, this is Angelica Christie, your radio host, where you discover how to be magnetic, sexy, ageless, and abundant.